Hello, and welcome into episode 161 of Girls Beer Sports, a conversation with girls about beer and sports and whatever else, because it's our show. We do what we want. I'm Carrie. Lauren in the house.
Hello, I am here.
Lee,
some of us.
Lee made it three shows in a row.
Couldn't quite get there
because once again, life has gotten in the way of podcasting.
Yeah, she's got a lot of life. So
She does.
A lot of life she's living out there in the world.
Yes, so. She does.
Barely made the streak.
Well, and that voice belongs to the person who is sitting in her chair.
Hello.
Basically kind of chief babysitter, tech guy, door handle fixer, right?
Yes.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Yeah, what's going on?
It's another sunny day in Lexington.
It is, which is better than what it was. Because Saturday was garbage.
Yes.
And honestly, that's part of the reason that Lee is not here, because the weather Saturday, you know, like they had games rained out and stuff like that. So she had to go do her job, her real job for which she gets paid. Although I'm still trying to get paid for doing this, but you know, what can you do?
Yeah. Well, and anyone who wants to send us money, you're more than welcome.
Carrie's still waiting on that David Duchovny band money.
I totally am. Sure. And you know, Angie and Mark got me started with that dollar. And, you know, I thought the money would be rolling in and just never materialized. Right. Yeah, oh well. But normally, Kyle, this is a little bit of an experimental podcast today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we actually were supposed to have a phone-in guest, Afro Beer Chick.
Yeah,
was supposed to call in. Yeah, and
really
we
cool guest.
Love her, absolutely love her. And she has got so much cool stuff going on right now. Like, she has just kind of blown up. But again,
life gets in the way.
Exactly. And, you know, she also has a job that she goes to on a regular basis. And unfortunately, that kind of...
Yep. Stuff happens.
It does.
But that's okay, because we're here. And since we didn't have a third person in the seat today, Kyle bravely volunteered himself to join us. But of course, normally during this time, he is upstairs with our two, soon to be three. She's going to be three in just a couple weeks. 3-year-old daughter, Sylvia, and our dog. So right now, everyone is down on the same level on the floor. baby is being distracted by Kiki's Delivery Service. If you haven't seen it, check it out.
The electronic baby.
Really adorable movie. But she's watching that with some raisins and some apple juice, and the dog is quietly laying under the table.
Yes, Gino is being very good.
So, yeah, let's hope that our luck holds out. If something crazy happens in the middle of this...
You might hear an abrupt stop.
Yeah, or you might just hear like one of us take off running away from the microphone. Glass breaking.
Yes, something. Hopefully not glass breaking.
Tires screeching.
Doing the old Bugs Bunny spin the wheels.
Yeah.
You know, spin the legs.
Yep.
Whatever. Yeah, so anyway, but no, the weather has finally gotten fabulous again. Mm-hmm. Just really, really.
It's grilling weather.
Yes, it's totally grilling weather.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you all were able to sell your grill. Congratulations.
Well, have it picked up from some junkers?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But we got rid of it, which is the important thing.
That is the important
thing. And a very nice man who is completely decorated from head to toe in American flag apparel.
Yes.
Head to toe.
Wow.
Socks included. He took that grill. So I hope that he has a lovely time barbecuing on that.
Wow.
Yep. Apparently he has the exact same one, but it's falling apart.
How come you all didn't get a picture of this guy?
Because I was just too busy thinking, you know, that he's there to pick it up.
Okay. You're just happy he was there to pick it up.
Yeah.
Now those junker dudes are funny because they'll roll around our neighborhood on trash day.
And they start rolling around on Friday in our neighborhood.
Oh, really?
Because our pickup day is on Monday.
Ah.
So Monday, you'll see all the junkers drive through the neighborhood looking for people, setting out stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Which, you know, that doesn't bother me. We've gotten rid of stuff really easy that way. You just put it on the curb, and like 5 minutes later, it's
gone. Recycle.
Yeah.
It's better than ending up in a landfill. They'll do something with it.
Yeah, they'll do something with it. And that and American flag apparel, apparently.
Yes.
So. I mean, he's going to buy more American flags. I mean, some of that's got to be specialty items.
Oh, totally. Definitely. Yeah. And they'll pretty much pick up anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we've set just about everything out there. I set a Novelis machine, weight machine out there, and it was gone in like half an hour.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Weights and all just all gone.
Just vanish. It's nice.
Yeah, it definitely. Yeah, we put an old HD TV out there once and was gone. We put I busted the blade on our lawnmower. I hit the corner of the hammock post, right? And that thing just, it it just totally broke. And we set the lawnmower out there, and this guy rolled up, and he's like, "Hey, can I have this?" And we're like, "It's broken." And he's like, "Can I have it?" And we're like, "Take it."
That does not dissuade me.
It did not dissuade him. And I'm sure that he probably could have fixed it on his own.
The motor was still good. So
the motor was totally still good. I just completely bent the hell out of the blade.
Or maybe he just collects broken lawnmowers.
He's just got a whole wall.
Maybe.
You know what? You got to do something.
Everyone's got their collections.
You
got
to collect something.
Yep.
Exactly. Exactly. I collect beer.
And we have a fine collection of beer on the table.
We do have quite a collection of beer on the table. Yeah.
So, I guess I'll start. In honor of Lee, I'm drinking a Space Unfiltered Bloody Orange Craft Cider. It's 6.9%, so it's right underneath that threshold. I'm drinking that along with, I thought it might be terrible, so I brought a backup beer, which is Homestyle Bearded Iris, which I'm pretty sure has been on the podcast before, but it's 6%.
It's good. It's one of those that's an unfiltered really and, mm-hmm. It's decent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of the unfiltered stuff.
Yeah, I think it lends, it's going to sound really bad, to mouth feel whenever you're drinking. It doesn't drink thin like a Bud Light or a Coors Light.
It's
or
not gulpable.
No, it's not. Well, and some of those unfiltered farmhouse styles tend to have a funky mm-hmm. kind of smell to them a little bit.
Yeah, that, they can be.
That I'm not a huge fan of.
It either, does help to pour, like those farmhouse ales and any kind of unfiltered stuff, it really does help to pour it in a glass.
It does, yeah.
It lets that funk out. Yeah. Let's the funk
Let your
breathe.
Funk out.
Yeah. If you don't like what you see here, get the funk out. That's a good song by Extreme. Thank you very much.
Well, what I have today is Prairie Artisan Ales Hulk Hands, which is a dry hopped goza. Which I originally just bought because I like Prairie a lot, and the idea of a dry hopped goza seemed kind of fascinating to me. It's 5.9%. And of course I just had to drink it because I don't have any other Avengers-esque themed beers, and I felt like I needed to drink something in honor of Endgame.
Sure, which is
soon.
Coming out what when?
The 26th.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So this week.
Weekend, yeah, yep. Or this coming weekend.
This coming weekend.
Yep. It'll be Friday.
Yeah, it's three. I hear it's 3 hours long.
Yep.
Yeah.
We will not be going to see that. We have, once again, we have a small child. She cannot sit through that, nor would we even begin to try to have her sit through that. And that would mean we would have to have someone babysit her for over 3 hours.
When it's streamable, we'll watch it over three nights.
There you go.
Yes, we watch it broken up into tiny installments.
In the comfort of your own home.
Exactly.
And we will not be able to avoid all the memes and spoilers, which kind of sucks.
So we will know exactly what happens at the end whenever we watch it. But that's fine.
It's so, and again, I'm a spoiler whore, self-proclaimed. I've said it before on the show. So, I'm all about bring on the spoilers, right?
But spoilers don't spoil. They enhance.
Enhancements. I like that. But people lose their damn minds on social media. Oh, why are you spoiling Game of Thrones? No Game of Thrones spoilers. No Endgame spoilers. And I'm just like, well, then stay off the social medias. I don't know what to tell you.
Avert thine eyes.
Anyway, well, Kyle doubled up, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to double up too. And I really doubled up. I got two and a half up. He upped here because I got two fulls and a half. So the Sharon beer this week that Lauren and I are drinking, because, sorry, Kyle, you jumped on last second, and I had already poured the glasses, so it was too late for you. But this, I wanted to get Lauren's take on this, because this is a style of beer that has kind of, it's become a little bit popular. When it came out, I thought it was going to be like the next, kind of sour craze, or the next,
Nipah
craze, right? And I don't think it's taken off quite as fast as I thought it was going to.
Summer's a-coming, and I feel like that might be more of a summer drinker.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is New Belgium's Brut IPA, and it's Up Next series. That's what it's from. It's 6.7%, and, these Brut styles tend to be lighter. They tend to be crisper. They're not as hoppy. I know this is the one from New Belgium, but there's plenty of other people that are making this style.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lauren, I'm going to be interested to get your take on it. And I'm also going to be interested to see if you are correct that this style might take off in this summer. Maybe people want more. But it's supposed, the Brut style, it's supposed to drink more like a champagne, Brut brut champagne or whatever. So a little dry, I think. Have you had this style yet, Kyle?
I have not. I will probably... Oh, I guess I'll be having it right now.
Oh, there you go.
I just passed my glass to him. Family germs. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all in the family.
That's,
yeah. Yeah, well, once you have a kid together, I mean, come on.
This is true.
Gross.
Hey, we're a family-friendly show.
Yes, we are.
None of that talk. Mm-hmm. All right, so I got two big cans on the table that I am drinking.
Big cans.
The first one is from High Wire, and we've had several High Wire products on the show before. They make good beer. They do. Out of Asheville, North Carolina. And this is called Man Eater. And I bought it on name alone. And exactly the here she comes.
Yeah, watch, it's like automatically in your head.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I thought when I
it's
when
like
I
an earworm in a can.
Hall and Oates. Hey, I love Hall and Oates.
I don't mind them at all.
Love Hall and Oates. Love me some Hall and Oates. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a double IPA with Amarillo and Citra hops. I like Amarillo hops. I like Citra hops. You know, Citra and Mosaic, those are my two favorites. And I love the fact that on the can it says contains alcohol. like really? Huh. No kidding.
Well, it's like the water bottles that say contains water.
Yeah.
It doesn't say it doesn't does not contain man, contains alcohol.
Though. No, no. I mean, it didn't do that kind of pun or anything like that. It just contains alcohol. And I'm thinking, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Why, yes, it does.
And it's 8.3%. So there you go. So this other one I have is from Fulton Brewing, and it's called Spectre, and it's just an IPA. Fulton is out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I picked this one up because the can art is pretty cool on it. But I picked it up specifically so I could give a shout out to a podcast up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, called Women Drinking Beer.
Well, there you go.
And yeah, so give a shout out to them, and I'm going to have a product from up there in their region.
Nice.
You almost lost that beer yesterday, by the way.
Oh, did you almost drink it?
I almost drank it.
Well, yeah, it was really close.
I appreciate you not. Thank you.
Like, oh, this looks good. Oh, no. That's for the show.
Like, nope, that's the one you can't have.
Yeah, no, because I was going to drink this last week, I think, and then what did I drink last week? I don't even remember.
I don't know. We'd have to go back and listen.
I would. I just, you know, sometimes it's all run together. Anyway.
Well, it has been over 3 years, so.
It's true.
Yep.
Yeah. I really should, but I really should know what I drank last week. And the weekend was tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I have to thank Jennifer Palumbo for coming on with us last week.
Yes. Awesome.
And yeah, she drank a cider.
Yes.
You know what I think it is? I think that Bud Light orange just like tainted me so much.
Yeah.
Like
it just destroyed any goodness of that day. Any beverage goodness.
It destroyed, any memory that I have of what I actually drank because of that sun-kissed burp in my face. Totally. But no, thank you to Jennifer for coming on. That was a lot of fun. We had a really fun conversation talking to her, and you know, she's fun. She's on Twitter, and you should follow her. And
she's super nice.
Yeah, she's very nice.
Cool lady.
Very nice. Tried to take a picture of Sylvia. That didn't work out.
No. She doesn't photograph well. She's afraid I'll steal her soul. It's fine.
I mean, who isn't, really?
I know. It's true.
It does.
I mean, honestly, the smartphones do, essentially, at this point.
I mean, if you stare at them long enough, you become a zombie, so...
Well, we all know that they're listening to us, everything that we say, but I'm telling you
especially
what.
Especially right now.
This is true. I keep getting validated, right? Like a lot on this because I've been watching the new show on FX called What We Do in the Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend. It's hilarious. It's actually based on a movie.
Oh, really?
That was filmed in New Zealand, I think. But it was the dude, Flight of the Conchords guy. Wrote the movie and was starred in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't remember his name.
Yeah, but the movie's really funny, but the show that it's on FX right now is really good. It's good. It's so good, the CFO actually likes it. And, you know, he's not a vampire guy. He is not a vampire guy at all.
What was that name again?
What We Do in the Shadows.
Okay.
Where was I going with this? Oh, my God.
Am
I trying to...
They're listening.
Oh, so in the first episode... the one dude's at the store and he's buying decorations for the Baron's, you know, visit, right? Mm-hmm. And his vampire's coming. And he keeps calling it creepy paper. And it gets creepy paper. And they're like, no, it's crepe paper. Creepy paper. I need to get to creepy paper. And so I'm saying that, you know, I'm randomly around the house. Creepy paper, creepy paper. And freaking on my email, my Yahoo email shows up like crepe skin cream, something like that, right?
Oh, weird. Yeah.
Would you see along the same lines of that the smart light bulbs that save your Wi-Fi password?
No, I haven't seen those. What?
Yeah, so they have smart light bulbs you can control on your phone, right? So like all these fully integrated homes, you can say, Alexa, turn off the living room lights, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Well, they save all your Wi-Fi passwords in that light bulb. So people were scavenging those light bulbs and stealing people's passwords.
Really?
Yes.
I had not heard that.
Yep.
Wow.
That was on IFL, by the way.
Really? Huh.
If you do not know what IFL is, it's I effing love science.
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
But yeah, that's everything is listening to us apparently. Yep. I mean, don't even get one of those like greeting cards that sings. It probably is like, you know, stealing your social security number.
It just reminds me of that Futurama episode.
Yes.
It probably will steal your social security number.
It probably will. Yeah. Don't even get anywhere near those.
Yeah. But the creepy paper thing was like, I was like, this is just getting
Stop
too weird.
Stop listening to me, yeah, phone.
Quit it. Just like, and it's to the point where I kind of want to smash the thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Yeah. So anyway. All right, well, we have to actually retract an RIP from last week, right? So, you know, because we didn't have all the facts, this information was still coming in and all of that kind of thing, and the fire hadn't been put out. But, you know, I'm going to retract the RIP for Notre Dame, right? All the artwork got saved, I think, or and the windows got saved.
Yep, the windows were fine.
Right.
And some things got saved because they had enough warning of the fire to, like, vacate some of the stuff,
too. They had 23 minutes.
Yeah.
But the most interesting thing that I read kind of about the whole, you know, what happened and whatever, is the fact that the reason that they couldn't get the water onto the spire, onto the tower, is because when the tower was built, when that whole thing was built, they actually put lead on top of it and lined it with lead to keep it waterproof.
Oh,
right. So they used lead to seal that wooden structure way back when it was built.
Well,
right.
I mean, in the time before, you know, firefighters and like, you know, fire hoses that sprayed water.
Well,
it makes sense. Like,
and also, you know, they didn't have like, you know, what, deck sealant and stuff back then.
No.
Or you know, treated wood that wouldn't rot.
Yeah.
So you got to do something. Well, apparently that lead lining made it impossible for the water to penetrate to the into the spire.
It did its job.
Right?
A little too well.
It absolutely, it did. Yeah. You know? I also read that apparently the beams that the roof was made out of, there aren't enough of those trees left in France anymore.
You're right.
I did read that.
Wow.
And also that the stone was like obviously hand carved from some like two quarries in Norway or something.
That probably don't exist anymore.
They do, but I think it's going to be a process.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they have enough donations to take care of it, that's for sure.
Yes.
I think they had...
That was...
Yeah, it's insane how much money they had donated for that.
Yeah, it really is. But so it's not, it's wounded, it's down, but it's not out.
It will be back.
It will be back.
Yep.
We can build it back better.
Right? Yes.
The bionic church.
It's going to have lasers now.
It's going to have a dome that opens now.
Yes. It has a light show. Pew, pew, pew,
pew, pew. Yeah, why not?
Yep.
What the hell?
Got to bring in the masses.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But no, I did think that it was that was interesting to kind of read about some of why that it burned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, it was a construction accident, right?
Well, it was, but I actually think that they probably will never fully know exactly what caused it, because I read something the other day about there being a short in an elevator or something that they were using to go up and down, right? But the guy that owns the company that was contracted to do it is 32 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I've been on enough construction sites to know that like there's usually like one seasoned old guy and everybody else is in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually just how they all go.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But again, retractable RIP this week.
Retractable
yay,
RIP.
Which down. Is
happy. Yay.
Down, not down, but not out. So yay, go church. All right. So we got to talk about this because I am kind of tired of seeing it already, and there's four more episodes.
Oh.
Right. I think that I am the only person, maybe me and five other people, and I count the CFO in this, who have never seen an episode of Game of Thrones.
And, you know, I can respect that. What I hate is the people that brag about an episode.
And I don't brag about it, actually, because everybody's constantly asking me, oh, you watch Game of Thrones? You watch Game of Thrones? No, I haven't seen an episode. Well, and I was actually, when it first started, I was kind of interested in it. But the CFO isn't into, like, sci-fi fantasy stuff. If I can get him to watch a show and be interested in it, like what we do in the shadows, that's a win, right?
Yeah.
So he saw Lord of the Rings. He was liked it okay, right?
Okay.
He's really, really super into the Harry Potter movies.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I'm talking about every time they're on TV, he watches them.
Okay.
Like, we were watching the Prisoner of Azkaban the other night. Every time they're on TV, he watches them, right? So I didn't think he would be into the whole dragons kind of thing. So I was like, whatever. Nah. But now apparently he really wants to watch it.
Yeah, it's much more of a soap opera kind of.
That's what I've heard.
It is actually like magic and mysticism, particularly the TV show, because I think the books are a little bit more like, there's a lot more like magic and like setting up the rules of the magic and what all the kinds of magic
they
can
spend
do
a lot of time, like, on the magic,
yeah, and all the mystical kind of elements of it, that all gets glossed over with a pretty big brush on the TV show. Like, it's just kind of like hand wave, like, this is it. Like, I know that, and I will go ahead and say, spoiler alert. So you might want to, if you have not seen the seasons, the first two episodes of Game of Thrones.
Or like Carrie, have never seen any.
Kyle and I have. If you don't want to hear anything about it, you might want to skip ahead about 5 minutes or so. Or, you know, just take the earbuds out for a quick sec. But
there you go.
Anyway, on the first episode, they have a main character do something. He rides a dragon, and that basically, like, to all of us book readers, that, like, proves, like, his, like, heritage and lineage and, like, how important he is in the story, and, like, just, like, proves a bunch of stuff, which no one else on the show, this meant nothing to any of the other characters. Like, it was just like, it was like this cute, like, rom-com moment instead of like this, like, you know, serious moment of, like, you know, of fulfilling his destiny. It was like, oh, let's chase each other on dragons.
Oh, we're racing.
Oh, that's cute.
I will say, like, it's a very well-written show. And it's more about the book's well written. It's more about espionage and politics more than it is about fantasy and sci-fi stuff.
Particularly the earlier seasons.
I've heard that too, and I have also heard that the amount of sex and violence in the TV show is unprecedented.
Yes.
I mean, gratuitous. They're especially with the frontal shots, they are aplenty. And
male and female.
For no reason. Like, no reason. Like, they're just there. And there's, like, it's like there's, like, some boring plot exposition they need to give. So they're just like, hey, look at this while we do this.
Well, there's one scene in a brothel with two main characters.
And, like,
and they're talking, like, politics back and forth. And there's just, like, a bunch of naked chicks in the background. It's like, this is boring. Let's throw some naked people in the back.
Yeah, for this exposition.
Right. And I said naked.
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 Naked. Naked. N-E-K-I-D. Is there two K's in that?
I'm going to go with N-E-K-K-I-D,
two K's. N-E-K-K-I-D. Yeah, N-E-K-K-I-D, yes. So, all right. I'm the type of person who, if people are coming at me on all sides, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you got to watch this. Oh, I can't believe you've never seen it. You got to watch it.
Firefly.
I don't even go get me started down that road. Just, we're not. That's for another episode. But they're like, you got to watch this. You got to watch it. You got to watch it. Blah, blah, blah. And they're coming at me. It makes me not want to watch it, and to the point where I want to say I will never, ever watch an episode of that ever.
It's like spite not watching.
It is spite watching. I have a problem with spite things. I do a lot of things for spite. But my question to you all is, why should I watch it? Like, how could you convince me to kind of shut out this noise and watch it?
Well, for me, it's really about the quality of the editing is really good. Like, that alone is pretty awesome. Like, their cut scenes and, like, the way they do character exposition.
Yeah, yeah. Exposition. Especially for the first few seasons.
Yeah.
I think basically everything. The first few seasons are what hooks you in. Like, and the like, seasons 1, 2, and 3 are, like, really good and, yeah, totally worth watching. And by that point, you're hooked, so you watch the rest of it.
Okay.
And the rest of it, the quality does kind of, especially whenever they get off the books, the quality does decrease a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's fun. It's a fun show. It's got lots of, like, especially in the earlier seasons, it's got lots of funny one-liners. Mm-hmm. And just really likable, like, well, characters that you root for.
But they all die, right?
Well, not all of them.
Not all of them. Oh, there's okay. A reason everybody loves Tyrion. I can't remember the actor who plays Tyrion.
I can't remember his name either.
But right, he's just like, his character is like, I drink and I know things. Like, that's his most quotable line in the whole series, because he's a, let's see, is it dwarf?
Yes.
In the show, they call him a dwarf.
Okay.
And, like, all he does is get drunk.
Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, Peter Dinklage.
Sorry, that's sorry. I apologize.
Yeah. All he does is that's drink cool. And sleep with women. That's
and,
all he
and
does
like, say hilarious things. Like, he's super funny. And he also does some pretty badass stuff through it. So, like, he's pretty cool. And, like, also, like, Dany is one of the fan favorites. She is also, like, scary cool and, like, does crazy things. And there's lots of vengeance. Like, everyone's always getting vengeance for something in the show. And it's, you know, it's bloody and fun. And, you know, yeah. Who doesn't like that?
So let me ask you this question, because I know, you know, George R.R. Martin keeps saying he's going to finish the book, right?
Yeah. Hopefully before he dies.
Right. Which, obviously, the series has had to take a turn off the books because they kind of ended.
HBO demanded that he tells him what the plan is for who eventually.
That's what I've heard. My question now is, so it's called Game of Thrones, and you see this, the big Iron Throne, mm-hmm. Right? Is that actually a prize that somebody gets at the end of this series? Is that, like, the goal is to mm-hmm. get
to sit to the Iron Throne in King's Landing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that,
although right now there are ice zombies that are coming down from the north,
yep.
Which are making it a bit problematic for anyone to sit the Iron Throne because they want to kill everybody. So, but there's lots of people who are fighting for the
so
Iron
what
Throne.
Happens when you sit on the Iron Throne?
You are the king of the Westeros, of the seven kingdoms.
Seven realms.
The seven kingdoms.
So
kingdoms,
yes. Do you get, like, any kind of, like, retirement plan out of that? Some, like, no, stock option sharing?
No, you get cut by your throne.
I mean, yeah, it's a really sharp throne. You get to live in the Red Keep, which looks pretty nice. I mean, until, of course, it gets exploded later, which is a bit of another spoiler. Sorry, everybody. But yeah. You know, you get to tell people what to do.
Okay, all right.
You rule.
Yeah, okay. You get to be in charge.
Everybody tries to kill you as you're ruling.
Yeah, you,
rule.
You basically just paint a giant target on your back.
All right, well, so. I think that I'll probably do what we did with Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much wait till the series is over and then watch the whole thing.
That's
I
what
guess.
We did as well.
Yeah.
And again, you know, spoil me all you want. I love it.
Yes.
Love the spoilers. All right. So I got to air a grievance about something on Netflix that I watched. And we
Oh, I remember.
We this. Haven't talked about sports at all.
Sports? Is this a sports show?
Yeah. Hmm. We'll get to some here in just a second. But I've got to air this grievance because I watched The Dirt, the mm-hmm. Motley Crue biopic.
Oh, yeah.
Have y'all watched that?
No, but I've heard clips about the movie and about the book.
Okay. So I read the book, right?
Of course.
And the movie is poorly acted. Just, I can't even. So it actually glosses over so much stuff that was in the book. Like, you know, it's told kind of from Nikki's perspective or whatever, which is fine, but they never ever address the fact that Nikki Sixx stole a base because he thought he was stealing a guitar. He didn't know the difference between the two. Stole a bass. That's how he became a bass player, mm-hmm. right? Because he had zero.
That's what he stole.
Exactly. He had no idea how to play it.
Mm-hmm.
He was in this band called London. It was in the LA scene. And this band, actually, they totally glossed over that because this band had a rotating cast right. of people who would go on to be in other bands and become famous. London was famous in the LA scene. They never broke nationally or kind of internationally. They're still around, actually, in a certain iteration. But they always had these guitar players and bass players come through there that would go on to be in other bands. Totally glossed over that. Really didn't talk about the music at all. And in terms of writing songs, and that's kind of in the book. The chronology was totally all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy's spinning drum kit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
That was on the Girls, Girls, Girls tour. It was totally unclear what tour that was on. Okay,
they couldn't just like have a banner in the background that said like "Girls, Girls, Girls tour." Like someone has a shirt on, they're like, "Sign my whatever."
I'm probably nitpicking here.
Okay,
right?
You're getting to a nitpicky part now.
I didn't know that she is, because I feel like all that can be easily fixed by just like one tiny detail.
You can still complain about nitpicky, easily fixed things. It's kind of nitpicky. But I agree.
So anyway, I thought the chronology was totally off, right? They didn't address the fact that Vince, actually, after he got kicked out of the band, had a couple of solo records. The first solo record is really good. In fact, the song "You're Invited, But Your Friend Can't Come" is a hell of a good song, and that's Vince solo. Also, they glossed over the fact that Vince got fat and can't sing anymore. And that's the truth. Vince played at Annie's and was so drunk, he almost fell off the stage. And all he did was be like, and like kind of mumble words and then hold the mic out to the crowd. Yeah. They also glossed over the fact that Tommy left the band for a period of time and was actually replaced by the drummer from Hole.
Yeah.
Yes. Because they made it, they acted like at the end of the movie, and they went on for the next 20 years. Well, that's not true, because also, Frankie, I'm blanking on his last name, from Quiet Riot, the drummer from Quiet Riot, actually played on the record New Tattoo when Vince got back in the band. New Tattoo is a hell of a good record. Hell on High Heels is a hell of a good song. So anyway, I was super, super, super disappointed.
Are you done?
Yes.
You done with dirt? Okay.
Yeah. I'm done.
Did you
I'm done.
Your grievance?
I did. Okay. My
grievance aired.
Grievance aired. They could have done so much more with it. Last thing. There's a story in the book about Tommy, and he had this girlfriend, right? When they were just starting out.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this van. And they used to have sex in the van
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was fascinated with the fact that this girl, how should I put this? She like did something. I really don't know how I can put this delicately to the ceiling, right?
She did that.
She did that. He was fascinated by this.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Right?
I caught up.
To the ceiling. And so they would have sex in this van all the time. Well, he never cleaned the van.
Of course not.
And apparently the van smelt like death.
Well, of course.
Well, yes.
And that's in the book.
Biomatter does decay.
Right? They put that in the movie. But there's no context. They're at some party, and Tommy makes her do it in front of everybody, and there's like no context. I'm like, that's stupid. Where's the context? All right,
ew.
I'm done. I'm done. Anyway, I'm a huge Crew fan, so I was disappointed.
Dr. Feelgood.
Yep.
Not the best song on that record.
It's the one I remember the most, though.
Yeah.
It's one a lot of people remember, but anyway. Okay, so let's get to some sports real quick.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, yeah, sports ball.
Huge thing this week that's coming up, NFL draft.
Yes.
Yep. Thursday night.
I've never watched the NFL draft. I do like the clips from like the combine about all the players like giving their best and like the dash and all
yeah, those
good
are
stuff.
Cool.
That's kind of cool,
yeah,
but
this
commercials. Draft. It all gets changed around so much because like they draft this guy just to trade him from two other players later on, and like some people sell like their round pick, and I don't know, it's just kind of weird.
I hate the fact that, I mean, the first the first 10 teams or whatever, I mean, they know who they're picking. Mm-hmm. I don't care. And then they have still have to take the time and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, just say who you're picking. You know, you're picking. They know.
Yeah, you know your first pick. You know your first seven picks. Just like if they pick this guy, I've got the next eight. I know I want.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that they draw the drama out too long.
The right? NFL draft show could be condensed down to 10 minutes.
It could just be a scroll at the bottom of the screen that says who got picked.
Yeah.
For what team?
Yeah, but those guys get their moment, you know, to put the hat on, and you know, it's a cool thing that those guys, and you know, I'm super excited to see where Josh Allen is going to go. That's good.
That'll be interesting.
I hope he goes at least top five.
I don't know if he'll go that high, but I think top 10 he'll definitely go. I mean, he was a hell of a player, so.
Yeah, and Steelers, that he's going to be gone by the time they get to the Steelers. You know, I was going to ask Lee who she thought the Browns were going to pick, but, you know.
Who's got the first pick?
Arizona,
ooh.
I think.
Ooh.
Actually, to tell you the truth, I haven't been paying a whole lot of attention to kind of pre-draft stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch the first night on Thursday night.
And oh, then, wait. It's more than one night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
It's all weekend.
Oof.
Yeah. But then it goes, the later in rounds you get, the faster it goes. So it'll be over Saturday.
Well, because everybody in the first round, like we select blah, 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 and they walk up there and get their hat and take a picture.
It's ooing on, everyone's excited. But I mean,
they've worked their whole life for it.
Once you get to like the 40th guy or whatever, it's probably like, yeah, whatever, just go get in that line.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I mean, if I had worked my entire life for something, I'd want like my 2 minutes.
Absolutely.
I think they're going to get plenty of minutes.
Well, you know what I mean. Because they could get drafted and go to a team and never get playing time.
That's true.
Or get hurt.
Or get
hurt. You know, hurt in preseason or whatever. It happens.
I love... okay, so I hate the Patriots. I hate them. But I love like the Tom Brady memes or like 40th round pick or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes me laugh every time.
Those are funny. But so NFL draft, you know, there's plenty of podcasts and shows out there that are doing mock drafts all over the place, and
I'm sure.
You know, go and I'm not going to do that on this show.
We should do a Game of Thrones draft.
Oh God, who do you think will be the?
Oh, I'm totally going to make this my phone now. Okay, yeah, this is something I'm going to do just on my own time.
Well, I'll have to watch a show. Watch a show and then we could do it.
Yeah, I like thinking about Game of Thrones way too
much. Okay, so she listens to all the Game of Thrones podcasts.
Oh wow, yeah.
Me and her both read all the books. Yep. And like Sunday night, it's like our bedtime's usually like 9. So, and that's right when Game of Thrones comes on.
But yeah.
That's the only night of the week she stays up.
Yeah, I'm not going to stay up for drafts or anything like that, but I will stay awake for a fictional show about dragons and werewolves.
Fair enough.
Direwolves.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Direwolves, yeah, yes.
Fair enough. No, I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their thing.
Well, and of course, you know, you tune into the NFL draft also to see Mel Kiper's hair. I mean, come on. You know, that guy is hanging on. To that hair.
No comment.
Colin's going to jinx himself.
Oh,
I'm getting a little thin. A little thin up here.
Okay. Well,
on the dome.
You still got more than the CFO.
That's true.
So there you go. But yeah, NFL draft and go Josh Allen. And he actually has got a big banner in downtown Nashville.
Oh, nice.
That's nice.
And what sucks is it's in Nashville.
Maybe he'll get drafted by the Titans.
I think they're pretty picking pretty late.
Yeah.
But the thing that sucks is it's in Nashville. Nashville is a super easy drive from here.
Yeah.
I would totally get in the car and go, but my work is getting in the way of my podcast gold.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Your paying job.
Life gets in the way.
I know, right?
Not only does it find a way, it gets in the way.
Yeah. I feel like. I in my head, whenever I say life gets in the way, I hear that in Jeff Goldblum's voice. So
you got to do that little pause.
Yeah, the little breath. Stutter.
Well, speaking of life getting in the way, I think it is now time for the GBS News of the Weird. Dateline, Laval, Canada. Woman is engaged in a 10-year court battle after she is fined for not holding an escalator handrail.
Hmm.
In 2009, Bella Kososian, I think that's how you pronounce your last name, was riding an escalator at a subway station in the city of Laval. Yeah. Who writes this? Ah. When a police officer told her to respect the sign on the escalator that said, "Caution, hold the handrail," Bella refused to obey the officer's command and instead started arguing with him. She ended up being detained and getting a $100 ticket for refusing to hold the rail and another $320 ticket for failing to identify herself. She was also handcuffed and detained for 30 minutes. She was acquitted of her crimes in municipal court in 2012 and then filed her own lawsuit against the city, arguing that she was not obligated to hold the escalator handrail or identify herself in front of the police officer. She lost twice in Quebec courts, but refused to give up. Her case was recently heard by the Supreme Court of Canada. According to documents, Bella refused to hold the escalator handrail because she didn't consider the caution sign to be an obligation. The judges in the previous two cases ruled that the officer had an honest but false belief that a law requiring escalator passengers to hold the handrail, but also that he had reasonable grounds to believe that an infraction had been committed, which justified his actions. Things may turn out differently this time around, however, as Supreme Court Justice Clément Gasson has already hinted that he disagrees with ticketing people for not holding escalator handrails, stating, "I suppose if we were to give tickets to people not holding the handrail, we'd be issuing hundreds per hour."
Well, I have one thing to say. It's good to know that it's not just our country that does really stupid things and wastes time in the legal system. So, good. Not just us. Apparently, that's just a human thing. But yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, I mean, for one thing, I don't want to touch the escalator handrail because it's usually covered in Motley Crue van content.
To the ceiling.
Yeah, it's usually on that handrail, whatever that is. And they're gross. And yeah, I don't want to hold that handrail. I'm gonna just try to surf my way up. And if I fall flat on my face, that's my problem.
My only comment is boo. Do they hand out citations for not like paying attention to the caution wet floor signs? I mean, what is their deal? Boo.
But, like, what's going through this police officer's mind? Like,
it was a power trip.
You know,
it's only
you know
could
what I'm
be.
Saying? Like, you
come on,
Gasson. Not holding the handrail. Ah, you know, it's like finding people for jaywalking, right? In my opinion. That's,
yes.
Yeah, well, like, jaywalking is even worse, though, because, like, whenever you're jaywalking, if you get hit by a car, it's not only you that gets injured, but it's also, like, the trauma that it causes the driver of the car. Right. But, like, with not holding an escalator handrail, like, literally, it's just you that's going to face plant.
Well, you say that.
Well, I mean, I guess you could take out a whole row of people behind you.
Yeah.
In theory.
Depending on how large you are, maybe you could take out everybody. But
maybe.
Well, I feel like that those signs are a suggestion.
Yes,
yeah.
They are.
And they've been put there because sometimes somebody in the past has probably had it. It's a CYA thing, right?
Yeah.
For the place that she was riding in the subway, mm-hmm. where she's riding the escalator, because if they didn't have a sign and somebody wasn't holding the handrail and did fall,
yeah.
they're like, you didn't warn me that, you
yes.
know.
You didn't tell me that things that move could be dangerous to stand on.
Exactly. But I'm telling you this as just as saying, hey, you probably should hold it, but we told you, and if you don't, ain't our problem.
Yeah.
So there's this really funny idea that every single sign you've ever seen has a reason for it. Someone has done
yes.
that thing.
Yep.
And with that being said, I have seen a warning label on a chainsaw that says, "Do not use on genitals." So, someone has done that.
Sometimes, somebody in the past. I mean,
and, I've also seen like videos of people like holding the chainsaw blade in between their legs.
Oh,
and
I've
trying
seen
to start it.
What
like,
the hell?
What are you doing?
Whoa. Yeah.
What are you
I
doing?
I mean, is that?
I yeah. mean, you can start the motor and not engage the chain, but
still. Yeah, you can't.
Why take the chance?
Why? Yeah, you can't protect people from every stupid thing they could possibly do. And so punishing people who are just like, you know, innocent bystanders of that, not really doing the stupid thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a little extreme.
I heard this story that this dude, you know, you know what a Sawzall is, right? Kyle, you know what a Sawzall is, right? So apparently this dude, in order, I guess, they were having fun. I don't know.
I think I know where you're going with
put
this.
An adult toy on the Sawzall.
But put it on the blade.
Blade.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And, you know, obviously the blade cut through the rubber toy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I cringe just thinking about that story. Mm-hmm. And that is a real story. It is a real story. Yeah. It is a real story.
It's a true story.
Wow. Yeah. Well, there's surprises and everything.
That's true. So that's going to do it for this week's News of the Weird.
Yeah.
And as always, take it or leave it time. Kyle, you know how to play this.
Yeah, I don't
have to explain it to you.
I've listened to one or two
episodes. He listens. Occasionally, I just hear my own voice like drifting through the house eerily. And I'm like, am I hallucinating? Am I talking and I don't know it?
She was just walking around and go, ew, I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm like, please turn that off. I can't talk over myself talking.
Yeah, I used to be like that, but now I'm just like, oh, yeah, it's my voice droning on and on and on. Yay. All right. Okay, so speaking of the NFL, Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yep.
He's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Highest paid, he is now the highest paid player in the NFL. He signed a $140 million 4-year extension, and he gets a $65 million bonus. So, Kyle, you take it or leaving that?
I mean, any well-known good professional athlete is going to be, depending on your opinion, overpaid. In the grand scheme of things, if you average it out, he's getting paid for what he's worth to that team. So I'll take it, but I think the salaries of these players are just getting ridiculous.
It's still not baseball level money.
I mean, baseball needs their own. They need to restructure some stuff because that's just ridiculous too. But
Lauren,
I'm gonna leave it. Well, I'm gonna fence it because I'm gonna take it for that player because I'm sure he's worked hard. You know, he's clearly,
his yacht wasn't big enough.
He's clearly valuable to them, and they're clearly paying him for what they feel that he's worth. Or they wouldn't be paying it, I'm sure. So good for him for doing his job well. Although, yeah, it's too much money.
You said $65 million bonus.
Uh-huh.
So is that for winning?
In addition.
Super Bowl?
No, just in addition bonus. to the
Well, it's contract. Probably a contingency bonus, right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay.
At the bottom, I think I'm going to fence it. I mean, yay, good for Seattle. If they want to keep him, this is the way to keep him. I mean, you know, you got to give him throw money at him, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, is he worth that much? I don't know. He's a good quarterback. I mean, he's certainly a great quarterback. He really is a good quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Is he the best quarterback in the league?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it seems to me like every year there's like highest paid player ever in every sport.
There is.
So MLB, NFL, even NHL, like there's always like, oh, the highest paid player it's ever been.
Yeah.
Do you think at some point it's just the franchise saying, hey, look how much we can afford to pay people, trying to attract more people?
That's a good point.
Maybe they're like, we can pay this one quarterback this much money. Hey, if you just want to be like a defensive line dude, we'll pay you pretty good too.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when Brett Favre was going through his contract negotiations and he was trying to retire, but he was still going.
Right.
Like, and you look at like the minimum league requirements for salary. If my arm would move forward, I would have stayed on a team.
Well, and to tell you the truth also, I mean, I don't blame these guys for trying to get paid because, you know, your lifespan in the league
is short.
How many 40-year-old players are there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're a wise player, if you're a wise athlete, hopefully you are actually taking this money and saving it for those years that you will not be playing, and, which will probably be most of your life.
And
honestly.
You know, and Russell Wilson, he's not necessarily a pocket passer sitting back there getting protected like Brady and, you know, mm-mm. Peyton Manning was and that kind of thing. He's a runner and scrambler and you know, so he's taking hits and I mean, you know.
I mean, on the verge of boots in politics, I mean, most professional athletes don't live past their 60s.
Yeah, it depends. That's a whole other discussion.
But,
yeah,
I
definitely.
Mean, it just, when you're working out and you're taking punishment every single day, I mean,
for sure.
I want, give me my money.
Yeah. Show me the money.
Yes.
There you go. All right. So, you all go to Comic-Con. Right in Louisville.
We have been to the little Comic-Cons, Lexington and Louisville.
Right. Yeah. So, apparently, reality TV. Ugh. Reality television is getting its own fan convention summer 2020 Lauren?
I will not be attending that one.
Taking it or leaving it.
I'm leaving that. I am so leaving that. Unless, of course, the Great British Bake Off people were there. And then I actually might go.
This is like an MTV production thing.
Yeah. I doubt they're going to have people, like pleasant people, baking cakes. It's going to probably just be a bunch of Axe body spray and hate. So, no thanks. I'm going to leave it.
I respect the impact that reality TV has had on certain aspects of our culture, like shedding light on some things, but I'm leaving this so hard. Like, so hard.
I'm leaving it. I mean, these reality TV stars, don't they get enough attention already? Man, like, we got to give them a convention, really?
I mean, Real World Season 1 or GTFO.
Freaking Mama June or whatever. Oh, that nonsense. I mean, I'm leaving this so hard. I'm totally leaving this.
Honey Boo? Honey Boo Boo?
Honey Boo Boo.
Yes. Yeah, well, she just got arrested.
Honey Boo Boo did.
No, Mama June did.
Oh, okay.
And just a couple of weeks ago, and they found like crack cocaine on her or something.
Yeah. Well, her daughter came out and said she was on like some kind of crank or crack or something. That's how she lost
all that weight. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. The feeling cute challenge.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, Lauren.
Yeah. I'm aware of this, as my newsfeed is full of the feeling cute memes. Which whenever I first saw them, I was like, huh, that's funny. And then I saw a few more and I was like, these are really funny. And then I saw a few more and a few more and a few more. And by day five, I was like, okay, this is done. This is done, guys. Let's all stop. So yeah, no feeling cute for me. I am no longer feeling cute.
I'll take it because it gives me the occasional chuckle. Sure, it's not hurting anybody. It's not like trying to expose anything. It's just kind of stupid. Sure, whatever.
It's better than people eating Tide Pods, I suppose.
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah.
Or throwing cheese at babies.
Speaking of Tide Pods, real quick, have you seen like the Tide detergent box? It looks like a box of wine.
No.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It's like a box of wine type of dispenser for Tide.
Yeah.
I hope next I do the Tide Capri Sun. I think that's a really good idea. Awesome.
That is a good idea. Yeah, I guess I'm gonna take this one. I'm not, you know, these internet challenges seem to come and go. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this one is all right. It's better than throwing cheese at people or Tide Pods or, you know,
setting yourself on fire or anything
cinnamon
else.
Thing or setting yourself on fire or something ridiculous. Okay. All right. This is cool. Budweiser. Yes. Budweiser's come out with a new beer.
Oh, great.
And I'm going to try it, actually. I actually kind of like this. So it's called Discovery Reserve, and it's in honor of the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
Oh.
And they actually went back into, it's an archival recipe, Bud recipe from the 60s and 70s. It was brewed by a brewmaster who's a former United States Air Force captain, Carissa Norrington. Carissa Norrington. Norrington. Huh. Yeah.
Well, it's a nerd beer.
It kind of is.
That's so awesome. Well, good for them, I guess. Yeah, they've come to my side of things. So yeah, I will actually totally try that. I'm sure it's probably not great. I'm sure it's not a good beer necessarily, but who knows? Maybe it'll surprise me. I will approach it with an open mind.
I'll take that all day. Even if it's not even good, just exposing that type of information is pretty awesome. So
yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm totally taking it. It's cool. And you know what? I'm going to drink it. And then I dare anybody to go up to Buzz Aldrin and tell him he didn't land on the moon.
He will punch you in the face.
He will straight up punch you in the face.
I've seen the video. He will punch you
in
the
face.
He will.
Did you see the outfit he had on for the picture that they took?
No.
Oh, man. No. It was so awesome. He had like these American flag socks on, and he had this like silver kind of like jacket.
Wait, did he come get my grill?
Pantsuit combo. Maybe. But he will. He will punch you straight in the face, and I love it.
That's one dude I want to have a conversation with.
He would be really, really
be awesome.
Interesting to talk to.
I wonder if we get him on the podcast.
Oh, hey, Buzz. Yo, come on, man. Totally. We get you on the Skype.
Come on, buddy.
Let's do it. We'll have that
Space Budweiser.
That's exactly Space Bud.
Space Bud. Space Bud.
That's what they should have called it. They should have called it Space Bud.
Space Bud.
Space Bud.
That was a missed opportunity.
It was a totally missed opportunity. Damn it. Oh, Space Bud. All right. Speaking of Tide Pods, did you all see this video at all? Kyle, you may have. Gronk dents the Super Bowl trophy by bunting with it.
Yes, I've seen it. I can't remember. It was a ceremonial first pitch. Gronk said that he was going to swing and hit it, and it kind of like jokingly. But then the guy threw out the pitch, and he bunted with it and put a big old dent in it. And the Patriots are like, oh, that's kind of cool. Gronk left his mark after retiring.
So, like, he actually, like, hit the trophy. Like,
No, he was holding the trophy.
So he was holding the trophy, right. Using it.
Yeah, as a bat.
As a bat.
And the football that's on top, right. Of the trophy. Yeah, and it's a big dent.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm taking it because it's just kind of a funny story.
I mean, yeah, I guess it is a good story. And it's you know, I guess it gives it character and some history to it. So I guess I'm taking that.
As of right now, they have said they are not fixing it.
Destruction of property, though. I don't know.
Hey,
maybe it's enhancement of property. Again, is it a spoiler or is it an enhancement?
They knew Gronk.
Time will tell.
They knew what he was capable of.
That's true. They did give that to him.
I'm totally taking it because Gronk gonna Gronk.
Gronk is gonna Gronk, Gronk. No matter what.
Gronk
still
gonna Gronk.
Still think that'd be a great dog's name.
Yes, exactly. Okay. This is another beer one. I guess it's beer. It's nonsense. Whatever. Okay, Heineken. I've been hearing this commercial on my Pandora channels, mm-hmm. and the product got released, I think, in Scandinavia like last year, but it's just now coming to the United States, right? And the commercials say that it is beer that you should stop at the gas station and buy so you can drink it in the car. Because
wait, they really said that?
Because it's 0.0% and it's non-alcoholic.
That's not beer then.
So you're taking that Heineken 0.0?
Don't call it beer. Call it a Heineken beverage something else, but it is not beer. So I'm leaving it because it's false advertising.
Yeah, I'm leaving that. Like, what's the point of that beverage? I mean, maybe it tastes delicious, and if so, wonderful. But don't sell people on something that's like, it's like you're drinking beer so you can finally drink beer and drive, which is what you've always wanted to do, right? Like, that seems like a really terrible thing to try to sell people on. So I'm leaving that.
I'm leaving it so hard.
I'm totally leaving it. I don't understand the point of non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand it. Like, I drink beer. I drink different beers because I like the different kind of tastes, mm-hmm. and things, but I'm not going to lie to you. Beer makes you feel good.
Yes, it does.
That it does.
It does.
I mean, if I couldn't drink beer, if like I was a recovering alcoholic or if I had celiac, or if I was Lee, I mean, I just would drink other things. I wouldn't drink like fake beer. It just seems kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm leaving it. Okay. Jason, as you say his name, Momoa?
Momoa.
Yeah, Momoa.
Momoa shaved his beard.
Yes, he did.
Lauren?
Yes, he did. Khal Drogo, he shaved his beard, and Aquaman, I suppose, for charity to get awareness to, what was it?
The environment.
Yeah, it was like an environmental
didn't work very
thing
well.
For like, I think it was like specifically for like plastic in the ocean.
Yeah.
But yeah, I totally watched it, and he looks very weird without the beard.
So you taking it or leaving it?
I'm taking it because, I mean, he's a handsome man. He's going to still be handsome even without his beard on. I do like the beard better, though.
As a man with a beard for 15 years now, I'll still take it because it brought some awareness to it. I mean,
and it's brave to shave that beard.
Yeah.
You've had it for a while.
It takes a lot of courage to do that. I mean, I'm sure.
You forget what your face looks like under there.
I'm sure John has as well, but I've had nightmares about someone like shaving my beard off for no reason. I mean, yeah. it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to take it for the cause, you know, why he did it. And he probably like grew it back in 10 minutes anyways.
He's manly. Right? I'm sure he grows a beard like that.
This might sound weird, but if I could pick a dude to look like, it'd be Jason Momoa.
Yeah,
if I could pick a dude to look like, it'd be Jason Momoa.
Exactly.
But no, the thing of it is, the CFO has had his beard for so long now that I think if he shaved it, people would freak out.
They wouldn't recognize.
Don't know that they would recognize him.
They really wouldn't.
It's down. It's like mid chest on him.
It
right?
is. Yeah. So that's like his signature thing now. Not doesn't have a lot up top, but it's all down at the on the chin. Okay, last one here. All in the Family and the Jeffersons reboot is coming to ABC. Apparently, it's going to be some kind of weird live thing where Woody Harrelson's going to play Archie Bunker. And I think Jamie Foxx is going to play George Jefferson is what I read. Lauren?
I'm leaving that. I didn't particularly care for those shows whenever I was watching them in on reruns on Nick at Night back in the day. And I definitely don't want to watch the reboot of them and the reboot of them with Woody Harrelson and whoever else. I don't know thing, especially if it's live. What's the gimmick here?
Yeah,
like, I don't... just make good TV. You don't have to give me a weird gimmick.
It is possible to come up with an original idea. I don't know why they can't do that anymore. I'm leaving it, in case you didn't know.
I'm leaving it. I mean, Carol O'Connor was Archie Bunker, and that's just the bottom line. You know, that's just the bottom line. Yeah. You know, that show, I just don't think that you can make it the way it was made in the 70s.
No. It's a different time. It's a different place.
And you know, is that Norman Mailer, I think?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, he's still alive, and he's like, no, we can totally do it. And I'm thinking, dude, no, it's, you know, that character's iconic, and those storylines were iconic. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some episodes that just really stand out for both shows. Honestly, so with that being said, I'm leaving it. Go watch the originals. I mean, we're moving on up.
Go watch the originals or just watch something else. The TV is so good now, guys. It's so good. There's so much out there, and you don't even have to like have cable. You can just get Netflix, and there's like 1,000 shows that you can choose from.
And if you don't like any American shows, there's plenty of BBC shows.
Yes, there is. Exactly. And there's actually a BBC streaming service that you can get now.
There's eventually going to be a Disney streaming
called
service.
BritBox. BritBox.
Ooh. I've seen that.
BritBox. Yeah. It's called BritBox.
Can you get all of Great British Bake Off?
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah. We're big fans of that show. Big fan. All right, Kyle. So you finished The Space.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
Was it sedimenty as it looked?
It was not. I think it was mostly just juice.
Oh, okay.
I will say, being called Bloody Orange Craft Cider, I didn't really get that very much. It was mostly just a cider that was kind of sweet, had a little bit of citrus on it. Not much. So, meh. It was actually a higher ABV than the Homestyle IPA, which surprising.
Which is impressive, because that Homestyle IPA is stout stuff.
Well, the Space is 6.9, and the Homestyle, I think, is like 6. Yeah, 6. Mm. The Homestyle is a very... Oh, Homestyle, which is Bearded Iris, is a very well-balanced IPA. Like, if I am out to drink an IPA, it is Homestyle.
Yeah.
Period. So, very good. And yeah, I'm feeling the effects of both. Yep. Alcoholic beverages.
Excellent. Yep.
Yay. Well, the Hulk Cans Dry Hopped Goza from Prairie Artisan Ales that I had was really good. It was very interesting. So I would definitely say, if that you're wanting something a little different and to challenge your palate a bit, I would say that this would be a good one to choose. It was a little hoppy. But it had kind of that sweet, briny goza taste as well. So it was like refreshing, but like a little bit bitter, but also very drinkable. I don't know. It was kind of like, it was a very difficult one to try to describe. And I was sitting here trying to make notes on the flavors, but it kept kind of changing too as it warmed up. But yeah, I would just say definitely go out and try this one. I would say that this would be a very good, warm weather summer drinker. It kind of reminded me of something of like drinking a lemonade or something.
Interesting.
It's kind of like bright and juicy taste to it.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
But yeah, it was a really fascinating
Where
one.
Where did you get that?
I got this at the Beer Trap, actually.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So yeah, they have a lot of interesting spring items in now.
What did you think of the new Belgian Brut IPA?
That was another weird one. It was like, it somehow they, whenever they knocked the hops down, and I don't know exactly what they do to make it a Brut, but whenever they kind of like some, whatever the process they're doing, it tones down the hops somehow, which actually kind of brings out the sweetness, but it's kind of that hop sweetness. So it's that kind of like lemony, citrusy kind of flavor again. But sort of dry still.
Right, yes. So the label has a little description on it. It says, bubbly, dry, crisp, and refreshing Brut IPA is inspired by our favorite sparkling wines with hints of tropical fruits and champagne. This effervescent brew is the perfect cheers to the new year. So, you can still find this, but...
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I would say that it is a bit fruity, but it is definitely pretty dry, and the hops aren't super bitter. So I guess if you were wanting something that did taste like hops but didn't really have that bitter zing to it, trying one of these Brut beverages actually might be a good shot for you, because it definitely struck that unusual balance.
And having a taste of it, it was unusual balance. But what I will say is, there's certain beers that are considered taste bud wreckers. Mm-hmm. Like I think Dogfish Head might have one. It literally says on the bottle, like,
it'll blow out your palate.
It kind of blows out your palate a little bit. So just keep that in mind.
Did you think?
Yeah.
Because Lauren, I agree with your that. I agree with your assessment on it. As mine warmed up, mm-hmm. and got, I think that you need to drink it like super cold.
Probably, yeah.
Because as my mind warmed up, I got nothing but hops.
Yeah.
Like, it was just all hops.
Yeah, and I think that might have to do with as the carbonation fizzles out of it.
You're not getting that effervescence out of it.
Yeah, I think the carbonation is kind of key on that. And I did notice that as the carbonation got let out of it a little bit more, it did kind of just taste like kind of flat hops, actually. Not even really good hops.
Does it have an IBU on it? That'd be interesting to know what the IBU is for.
It's 6, like I said, it was 6.7%. But I am not just looking at the bottle real quick here.
And it could have just been that I was drinking something so sweet as like the craft cider.
It doesn't have an IBU on it. All right, so the Maneater Hall & Oates, a.k.a. Hall & Oates beer, right, from Highwire Brewing. It contained alcohol. It definitely did. I liked it. You know, again, if you're looking, if you like Citra hops, if you like Amarillo hops, you like the double IPAs,
yep.
There you go.
Pick one up. Pick it up. The Fulton Spectre, also a good beer. I think I neglected to say what the ABV on this was. It's 7.1%. But again, it was a different flavor. It was a kind of a different hop profile, mm-hmm. but still cool can.
Yeah.
Good beer. Yeah, I liked it. So
would you say it's a porch drinker?
No, not necessarily. Neither one of these are porch drinkers, the Maneater or the Spectre. If you like hops, if you like IPAs and you haven't checked these out, I would recommend.
I'm a bit weird. I can drink like a KBS after mowing the lawn, a dark malty beer.
Yeah, he drinks Jet Fuel.
I will say the home style would be a good porch drinker.
It could be, yeah.
It's got that kind of juicy, citrus. That fresh flavor.
It does.
To
that
it.
That's it. And especially if you're just looking something for the sip on, you know, don't want to like pound that or whatever.
No.
Right.
Beer chug
and it's
or
heavy
whatever.
Too. That rests tough on the belly.
Yeah, I actually, and you know, I was looking on this Spectre can, and it doesn't say. I'm not seeing the hops that it is made with, but you know, it's wasn't super super hoppy.
No,
but yeah, good. Yay. Okay. Well, Kyle.
Yeah, thanks you for having me on.
Hey, and Sylvia did a fabulous
job.
We've
only had to pause twice.
We have had to pause twice, and hopefully it won't even be noticeable.
Yeah. We'll see.
Well,
we
only did that to just run and check on her, and she was actually fine both times, happily watching her movie.
That's exactly right. And as always, thank you for listening to us. You can find us on Twitter at GRLS Beer Sports. We're on Facebook. We are on the Instagrams. We're on Barn Burner Network. We're on 12 Ounce Sports Radio. We're on the iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker. We're all over the place.
We're places. We do things.
Places and things. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
See you next time.